Chapter 7. Salvation from the Sky. Salvation. The bolts from blackened skies meant salvation for Gardas and his remaining warriors. Sigmar had answered their prayers. Annihilation had seemed inevitable. Now, however, as more lightning strikes speared down, illuminating the cloying darkness of the fen, the hordes pressing against his dwindling forces lessened. The demons turned to face the new threat. Gardas signaled for Tegras and his small group of prosecutors to take wing. "Clear a corridor in that sea of filth. I would meet our allies face to face," he said, as the winged warriors took flight. Whatever host the other stormcasts belonged to, he was glad to see them, though he wondered if they had arrived too late. Only a few of Solus's judicators still stood, and Aetius's liberators were equally hard-pressed. The once impenetrable shield wall had shattered into a number of smaller retinues, all of which were in danger of being overwhelmed. The few remaining retributors stood clustered about Gardas, hammers ready despite aching arms. Even so, their duty was clear, and if they had any hope of reaching the Gates of Dawn, now was the time. "We cannot waste this opportunity. Aetius, Solus, we must take back the initiative from our foes," he said. "You know what to do. I will take the lead." "Where you go, we follow," Aetius said. He stumbled, but stayed on his feet. Solus caught his arm. The Judicator Prime had drawn his gladius, the blade wet with demonic ichor, and gestured towards the realm gate. "Though perhaps not very far. Look." Gardas turned and saw that Bolothrax had at last noticed the new arrivals. The demon's sneering features had taken on a look of uncertainty, as if he had not factored such an occurrence into his plans. Any hope Gardas felt at that realization died as Bolothrax roared out a command, and as one, the six remaining Rotguard lumbered into battle, flails whirling viciously. The skull-headed weapons wreaked havoc as the demons staved in the thinned ranks of the hallowed knights. Liberators were smashed from one realm and sent to the next by great thundering blows, tossing silver-clad bodies high into the air. Shields did little against the crushing strength of the greater demons, shattering the swords or hammers which were interposed. "Unstoppable," Gardas thought. "They're unstoppable." He pushed the thought away. Nothing was unstoppable. Bigger and stronger, maybe, but not unstoppable. "To me!" he shouted, swinging his hammer towards the creatures. "Hallowed knights, to me!" He looked up and caught Tegras's eye. The prosecutor banked smoothly, altering direction with unearthly grace. His warriors followed suit, and the prosecutors shot towards the Rotguard. Gardas followed them at a run, his warriors flowing after him as he led the counterattack. Slowly but surely, they fought their way through plague-bearers and nurglings. "We are here, Lord Celestant," Solus said, as his gladius took off a plague-bearer's sword hand at the wrist. He punched the befuddled creature off its feet as it stared dumbly at its stump. He and Aetius moved on either side of Gardas, protecting his flanks. "We must..." Gardas began. His voice trailed off, as several of the vile behemoths halted their onslaught to vomit forth streams of corruption, washing toxic filth over the closest hallowed knights. One of the beasts turned with a querulous grunt as it noticed Gardas's counterattack. Knowing what was coming, Gardas quickly raised his hammer and held it parallel to the ground. "Shields up!" he commanded. As one, the Liberator Brotherhoods behind him raised their shields over their heads in order to protect themselves and the Judicators from the Great Unclean One's vomit. Aetius stepped forward, raising his shield over himself and Gardas as the acidic bile splashed over them. It sizzled where it struck the Sigmarite. The smell was horrendous, and nurglings sprouted where the bile struck the ground. The giggling creatures got under their feet and clung to their ankles. "Foul mites!" Aetius snarled, stamping on the creatures. "Ignore them," Gardas said. "Tegras!" he shouted. "Bring that creature to its knees, O sainted eye!" Gardas extended his rune blade towards the Rotguard that had vomited on them, and the prosecutors hurtled forward. Celestial hammers struck the greater demon from every direction, filling the air with the stink of burned flesh. The Rotguard dropped its flail and howled in anger and pain. Trying to catch its quick-moving attackers, the demon swiped blindly at the prosecutors. Tegra sped down, diving like a bird of prey, and landed atop the creature's helm, his hammers cracking down simultaneously with a sound like thunder to punch a crater in the beast's armor. The greater demon staggered, sinking to one knee with a dolorous moan, as Tegras pushed himself back into the air with a single snap of his holy wings.
Forward, Gardas growled.
Liberators and retributors moved forward, and soon lightning-wreathed hammers and blades forged in celestial fires were taking a toll on the Rotguard's necrotic flesh. The greater demon swiped and tore at the stormcast, but to no avail. Slowly, it was brought down to one knee.
"Shields up!"
Gardas said as he strode forward. Four liberators formed up in front of him, two kneeling and two standing. All four raised their shields over their heads at an angle. Gardas took a running leap. Swiftly, he charged up the incline provided by the shields, his hammer held in both hands. The Rotguard sagged forward, its oily flesh torn by wounds and steam and smoke rising from it. Gardas sprang into the air above it, his hammer raised. The creature twisted, goggling up at him as he dropped towards it.
"Sigma, guide my hand, for I strike in your name," Gardas prayed in the moment before impact.
He struck with a sound like thunder, his war hammer splitting the great unclean one's head like an overripe fruit. Gardas crashed down, landing in a crouch, as the headless body of the demon fell over. A tarry liquid spilled out of its ruptured neck and crept across the ground around his feet. His men cheered as he stood, swiping his hand out.
"Who will succeed?" he asked.
A plague-bearer leapt over the broken husk of the Rotguard and slashed at his head. As Gardas defended himself, he saw more plague-bearers climbing over the body and leaping to the attack.
"Only the faithful," came the reply, as his men fought back.
Gardas backhanded his opponent and looked out over the battlefield. His remaining retinues had engaged the other Rotguard to limited success. He'd lost sight of Solus and Aetius, separated in the melee. Tegras spun through the air above, arrowing towards another of the Rotguard with his prosecutors. Demons closed in from all sides of Gardas, intent on swarming him under, as they had so many of his warriors.
"Only the faithful!"
he roared, lopping off a plague-bearer's arm as it tried to drive its sword into his side.
"Fight, my brothers! Fight and show Sigmar that the faithful yet stand! Show him that whatever else, the faithful yet remain! The faithful still fight in his name! Only the faithful!" "Only the faithful!"
a new voice roared over the clamour of battle. Gardas turned and saw a flash of amethyst as a blade cleaved a demon in two. All at once, he knew who had come to their aid.
"Ho, Gardas," Savaclius said. "I see you saved some for me. Always the thoughtful one you are, Steel Soul."
Laughing, Gardas's fellow Lord Celestant backhanded a plague-bearer with his hammer, dropping the demon in mid-lunge. As it tried to squirm to its feet, he drove his blade down into its belly and pinned it to the ground. The demon stiffened, shrieked, and fell silent, as Savaclius ripped his blade free and joined Gardas. The two fought back-to-back for a moment, as around them a small detachment of Astral Templars bolstered the dwindling ranks of the Hallowed Knights.
"Good to see you, my friend," Gardas said, as he turned a blow aside with his hammer. "Your arrival is timely, to say the least."
Savaclius laughed and hacked a plague-bearer's arm off as its sword skidded across his cuirass, leaving an oily scratch. One of the Rotguard waddled towards them, weapons sweeping out to scatter plague-bearers and stormcasts alike in order to clear itself a path. Savaclius struck his weapons together, urging the brute on.
"It's already coming this way," Gardas said pointedly.
Savaclius grinned and readied himself to meet the Rotguard's charge. The Rotguard's flail tore a furrow in the ground, spattering the Lord Celestant's armour with muck. Savaclius's own blade bit into one of the demon's tree-trunk legs, releasing a flood of pus and maggots. The Rotguard shrieked and uprooted the skull-headed flail. In the same motion, it slashed out, trying to hook its opponent. Savaclius crossed his weapons and caught the blow, but was driven back by the force of it.
Gardas took advantage of the greater demon's distraction, driving his own hammer into one of its knees. Unnatural bone crunched, and the great bulk wobbled, suddenly off balance. The great unclean one wailed and lashed out with its hand, knocking Gardas backwards. It had dropped its flail in its attempt to stay upright, and as it groped for the weapon, Zavaclius sprang onto its back and scaled the folds of blubber and boils to reach the demon's head. He caught hold of one antler and brought his sword down on the crown of the beast's sloping skull, a speed born of no small amount of desperation, Garda suspected. The Rotguard slumped forward, clawing at the ground. It hauled itself towards Gardas, looming over him like a tidal wave of filth and decay. Zavaclius had managed to hold on for the ride, continuing to hew brutally at the demon's cranium as it dragged itself towards Gardas.
"It's like trying to chop through mud," he snarled.
Gardas rose to his feet and met the fell creature's last lunge. It slammed into him with a sound like a cleaver striking meat, and all of the air was driven from his lungs. He was knocked into the ground, the beast's weight settling on him as its wide paws fumbled for his helmet, as if intending to twist his head from his shoulders. He lashed out with his hammer, snapping its fingers. The Rotguard reared back, and Gardas followed, lunging to his feet. His hammer smashed upwards into the bottom of the demon's jaw, even as Zavaclius drove his sword down one final time. The two weapons met in the mulch of the demon's skull, and there was a crack of thunder. Gardas was flung to the ground. Zavaclius joined him a moment later. The Rotguard's headless bulk swayed above them for a moment, and then collapsed between them. A tide of squabbling nurglings spilled out of the demon's ruptured neck, and Gardas squashed a number of them as he forced himself to his feet. He reached out and caught hold of Zavaclius's forearm, hauling the other stormcast up.
"Your warriors, their advance has stalled," Gardas said.
He gestured towards the ranks of the Astral Templars with his still-smoking hammer. The fury of their initial charge had carried them far into the ranks of the enemy, but not far enough. Now they too were being cut off and surrounded by the plague legions.
"So I see," Zavaclius said grudgingly. "Not enough of us, and more of them with every passing moment. If you've got any ideas, now is the time for them."
He looked at Gardas. Gardas shook his head. He was tired, more tired than he could ever remember having been. It wasn't simply the relentless pace of the battle, but as if the land itself were sapping his strength. It had been corrupted by the touch of Nurgle, and was becoming something other, an anathema to all that was pure. Even the strength bestowed upon him by Sigmar had its limits, and he was fast approaching them, as were his men. Nonetheless, they would persevere. Much was demanded of those to whom much had been given. Those were the words by which the Hallowed Knights lived, fought, and died. They, and all Stormcast Eternals, owed a debt to the one who had forged them into a force capable of wresting the mortal realms from the ruinous powers. And Gardas would not be the first to fail in that regard. Not now, not ever, even unto the day of his reforging. He quickly surveyed the field, taking in the ebb and flow of the battle in the blink of an eye. Droning ranks of plague-bearers and tumbling tides of Nurglings flooded the field, pressing so close to the warriors of the Hallowed Knights and the Astral Templars that the latter could only bring the most basic tactics to bear. Many of the Stormcasts were still locked in combat with the remaining Rotguard, unable to bring down the behemoths. He recalled a training bout he had witnessed on the practice fields of Sigmaron. Two warriors, on a dais no wider across than his shoulders, punching and kicking until one man fell. A test of endurance rather than skill. That was what this was. Unfortunately, if there was one thing the servants of Nurgle were known for, it was endurance. Gardas looked up towards the Gates of Dawn. Bolothrax still stood in the archway, chanting words of foul summoning, drawing more and more flies out of the pulsing void beyond the stones. As before, at the obese monster's command, the flies swarmed down and congealed into staggering, cyclopean plague-bearers, who lurched forward into battle.
"Unless we seal that gate, we'll drown in a tide of rotting flesh," Gardas said.
"My warriors are too few, and yours are doing all they can to hold their own.
And there's no sign that any more help is coming, either from our own realm or this one,
Zavaclius grunted. A plague-bearer bounded towards them, jaw sagging loosely, and pushed Gardas aside as it hacked at them. Zavaclius whipped his sword up and around in a tight pattern, chopping through the demon in three places. It fell and did not move again.
The question is, what do we do about it?
What we must, Gardas said. We came to take that gate in Sigmar's name, and I intend to do just that. He started forward, but Zavaclius caught his arm.
You can't do it alone. We'll rally the others, make a concentrated push, he said.
Gardas shook him off. There's no time for that. Every moment we waste sees the enemy renewed and his number redoubled.
Look out!
He swung his hammer around and bashed Zavaclius off his feet, knocking the other Stormcast aside, even as the Rotguard's flails swung down through the space that the Lord Celestant had been occupying. The Astral Templar rolled to his feet, chopping through the haft of the demon's weapon, even as it tried to draw it back. He backed towards Gardas as the greater demon tossed the broken weapon aside and made to pull the heavy blade which hung from a tattered sheath strapped to its gut. Zavaclius glanced over his shoulder and jerked his head towards Bolothrax.
Well? What are you waiting for?
He said.
I'll handle this one. The other one is all yours.
Gardas nodded, turned and began to run. Shield held before him, he crashed into the masses of plague-bearers, hurling demons aside or else trampling them underfoot. He was determined that nothing and no one would stop him. He would reach the Gates of Dawn, or die trying.